Rita Smith has a rediscovery for us today of writer and illustrator Carl Moon.
As a young boy growing up in Wilmington, Ohio, Carl Moon loved to read stories about Native Americans of the western United States. And when he was still quite young, he made up his mind to go west as soon as he grew up. After photographic apprenticeships in Cincinnati, he did just that, leaving the Midwest and establishing a private studio in Albuquerque. Before he got around to writing and illustrating children's books, he photographed and painted many members of the Pueblo tribe who came into Albuquerque to sell their deerskins, beads, and pottery. In 1907, his work was exhibited at the White House at the request of President Theodore Roosevelt. He also spent 7 years gathering paintings and photographs for the Fred Harvey headquarters, a business located near the Grand Canyon, engaged in collecting and selling all things Indian. In 1914, Carl and his wife, Grace, moved to Pasadena, where he gave up photography and concentrated on painting. The work for Fred Harvey had provided Moon and his wife with the opportunity to travel widely through Arizona, New Mexico, Utah, and Colorado. During these journeys, they heard many Native stories and legends which they wrote down. Indian Legends in Rhyme, their first publication for children, was published in 1917. Grace wrote the story poems, and Carl illustrated them. They collaborated on one more book, Lost Indian Magic, before they decided to each write their own stories, but Carl illustrated all the books Grace wrote, as well as the ones he wrote himself. All the books focus on Native American children and their daily lives and activities. Moon's color illustrations utilize a warm southwestern palette of red, brown, yellow, purple, and sage. The paintings and his smaller pen and ink drawings both portray the deserts, mountains, and canyons of Native American lands and the activities and ceremonies of the Indian people in a finely detailed and charming style. His black and white photographs are also used to illustrate the children's books, but no matter which media Moon chose to use, all the illustrations reveal his intimate acquaintance with and admiration of Native Americans. Many of the books and stories Moon read as a child portrayed Native Americans as savages, cruel and ignorant, and emphasized the bravery of the white men who fought the Indians. But Moon knew early on that instead of hunting Indians with a gun and a Bowie knife, as his storybook heroes always did, he wanted to honor them with a camera, paintbrushes, and a writing pad. And his goal, in both his stories and illustrations, was to give the children back east a truthful portrait of the Western Indian, especially the Indian child.